RNIB's Policy and Campaigns Manager Michael Wordingham joins us now. He's here to discuss accessible information, or a lack of it recently, surrounding information on the coronavirus. So Michael, what have the RNIB been doing to combat this?
Obviously, with the COVID-19 pandemic, the information that's coming out from the government and the NHS is the most important information of our generation. And it's really important that blind and partially sighted people can access that information as easily as anyone else. Accessible information has always been at the heart of campaigning and what we've been doing. But now, more than ever, it's really critical that this advice is accessible.
So when did it first come to light that the information wasn't accessible?
So last week, we noticed that parts of the communications being put out by some government departments and businesses weren't fully accessible, particularly to screen reader users. So it seems that as information is being pulled together under pressure, like really quickly, it's not always going through the usual accessibility checks and sort of maybe the normal communication channels. So we immediately contacted the teams in government pulling together that information and we put together a tailored guide with the key points to remind communications teams how to make sure everything can be accessed when they share it. So Matt Stringer, our CEO, contacted the disability unit at the Cabinet Office to offer RNIB's resources and support, and he asked them to champion the importance of accessibility across all government departments. And we sent him the guide that we put together, and the Cabinet Office shared the guide with their own communications team and reassured us that they were going to then cascade that out across all departments to make sure that updates were accessible. So we've made a version of the guide for each of the nations throughout the UK, and have also sent it to Department for Health and Social Care, ourselves, Public Health England, and the Northern Ireland Public Health Agency and Public Health Wales, and the Welsh and Scottish governments. So that's kind of the work we've done.
And have you had the response that you were looking for?
The people from the disability unit at the Cabinet Office acknowledged that it was a really important point, and that they were working across government departments, and that they made sure the door was open that they might come to ask for more support in the next few days and weeks.
So how quickly will it take before blind people start receiving the correct information?
I think things are changing already. It's really hard to tell because there's so much information. So if you think about the letters that went out to 1.5 million of the most at-risk and clinically vulnerable people, they were followed up with text and phone calls. So raising awareness in this way, not just us, but we do it across the sector, I think is meaning that governments are being mindful. But also, as part of the guide that we put in, we did have links to the NHS accessibility standard, which has been in place since 2016, to remind NHS staff to put things in alternative formats wherever possible. So I think all of this is keeping it in people's minds as they're doing things. And I've just noticed, or just been sent, that the government have just created a WhatsApp group for information on coronavirus. So sort of up to date and accurate information. So I think that's a really positive thing. The more that we can raise awareness about accessible information and point out whenever it's not accessible to blind and partially sighted people, people who are sending out this information, it's more it's in their minds. So I think, it's keeping people's minds and seeing that the more choice, the more ways, formats of communication, whether that be broadcast, TV and radio, or social media, or WhatsApp and other apps, other communication devices, the more likely it is that the vital public health information will get through to everyone. And we've been working with other organisations across the sector to support the NHS and government and businesses to make sure the information they share about public health advice is accessible throughout this difficult time.
With people facing isolation, especially in the sight loss community where it's an ageing population, fear about being at home and your mental health, the last thing you need is information not being accessible. You'd think that would be a given.
Absolutely. People need timely and accurate information which they know that they can trust and that they can access. And that's what we are supporting government and public services to and businesses to provide.
If anyone is worried or would like to find out any more information, Michael, how can they do so?
We are putting all this information on our RNIB website, and if people have specific questions, they can phone our helpline. If anyone would like to let us know about any inaccessible information that they come across, then they can do that via Twitter or by email at campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
Michael Worthing on Policy and Campaigns Officer for RNIB. Thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.